Meg Thee Stallion makes her way to the Forbes list for the second time in her life. Drake still doesn't like her. Erica Mena plans to win our hearts over on the big screen with a new hit series. Cardi B set to bring in 2023 with more legal issues. All that and more on this week's edition of Celebrity Digest Weekly. Superstar rapper Megan Thee Stallion is making history as the first black woman to grace the cover of Forbes 30 Under 30. This is the second time she's landed on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list. The 27-year-old earned an estimated $13 million this year. In 2020, she collaborated with Cardi B to get nearly 2 billion streams on Spotify and YouTube. She's also partnered with other big music stars such as Beyonce, Nicki Minaj, BTS, and Dua Lipa. Before she was Megan Thee Stallion, she was Megan Pete. In 2016, she was studying nursing while creating hip-hop videos on YouTube. Billion-dollar brands including Nike, Revlon, and Popeyes are now lining up to work with her. Now she has a world tour ahead, a Netflix deal, and a documentary being made by Time, Inc. I want to contribute that article to abc7chicago.com. While I was looking for just a bit more on Meg, I stumbled upon an article. Contempt for women and his lyrics isn't new. For the 36-year-old rapper who never avoids a salacious line, expressions about women are always intimately tied with control. From strippers to exes, his discography is sprinkled with a disdain for women who disobey. In his latest, Her Loss, hints of misogyny are slated early. On the opening track, Rich Flex, he sings, "All of you hoes need to remember who you're talking to. It's the Slaughter Gang CEO." In the later track, on BS, he raps, "I'm a gentleman. I'm generous. I blow $500,000 on you hoes. I'm a feminist." But one lyric in particular set the internet ablaze. In Circo Loco, he raps, "This bitch lie about getting shots, but she's still a stallion." A double entendre referencing Megan Thee Stallion, who says she was shot in the foot by Tory Lanez in summer 2020. That article does go on, was courtesy of cbc.ca. I was just wondering about, when is it ever just art? So funny that it does, it's a cbcaart.com. When is it ever just art? Could it possibly be that Drake is choosing the lyrics because that's what sells, and music, the music industry is a business industry, the entertainment industry is an industry. Maybe not. Art does imitate life. Could it be possible that Drake simply is, maybe perhaps he's tired of a fellow co-worker, if you will, or a fellow rapper smashing all of his homies or all of the co-workers? I mean, hypothetically, how would you feel if you were on the board with a few of your employers? How would you feel if you were at your job and a guy shows up and he's sleeping with your co-worker Samantha, Lisa, Rachel, and maybe there's even a video about him and Gina? How would you feel? I'm just saying, the guy could be annoyed simply by the fact that she's smashing all the homies. In other news, Erica Mena plans to win her hearts over on the big screen with a new hit series. Hot ass lineup entails Joyful Drake, Erica Mena, T.S. Madison, and director and writer Shazatier.
Girls, Desperate Housewives meets Scandal, meets How to Get Away with Murder, just a little touch of P-Valley sometimes, depending on what episode you're watching. Yeah. It's really sexy, scandalous, salacious show that just explores beautiful black women and their sex escapades.
Ooh, you've had my attention. So, you're director and co-writer.
Awesome. And you can find that video on YouTube for the rest of that This is about 5 minutes left of it. I want to tell you guys one thing I noticed is that Erica consistently cut this person, I think she's the director, off immediately after that. I'm glad we got about that much in. And I think it is absolutely wonderful, Erica playing this role, as she'll no longer feel the need to cause drama in her personal life. I tell you the truth, her next partner will be truly, truly grateful. In other news, Cardi B says...
Neighbors.com lets me rent out the space I don't use to neighbors who need storage. For example, I get paid to let my neighbor store his boat on the side of my house. He saves money while I make money.
Not only is it free to list, it's hassle-free, with all payments going straight to your bank account.
You can cancel any month you want, and you decide who rents your space, how much they pay, and when they come by.
People love Neighbor. You'd love Neighbor too if you made hundreds of dollars a month. So if you have space or like making free money, then go to neighbor.com or search Neighbor Storage on the App Store to start making money.
Using my exclusive code, you will get an extreme discount off on your first renter's order or an extreme bonus off your first space rented.
B sets out to spend 2023 in court as she did the previous years. Out to BenNews.com, Cardi B has been threatened with legal action by an Italian artist for allegedly recreating an artwork depicting Marge Simpson wearing a bottom-revealing fiery muggler dress without permission. For Halloween, Cardi recreated Alessandro Palombo's 2013 work in the form of the Simpsons character in an Instagram post. Cardi B's post showed her as Marge with her back to the camera to show off the cutout bottom, just as in Palombo's original artwork, which was pictured in the background. The original artwork was created by Palombo as a part of his Marge Simpson Style Icon series, which transformed Marge into a style icon. Responding to Cardi's original post, Palombo said, "We wrote to Mrs. Cardi B and collaborators how come that they never contacted us for authorization to use the artwork and didn't mention or credit the artist, violating Meta policy about intellectual property rights. Still no answer." His lawyer said Cardi B has illegitimately appropriated the work of Alessandro Palombo for mere business purposes in defiance of the most elementary rules on copyright and Instagram policies, with the consequent serious risk both of compensation and of discredit for her public image. And while searching to see if the lawsuit had been filed as of yet, I stumbled upon yet another lawsuit entailing the artist of allegedly stealing yet again. It felt like Michelangelo was stolen off the wall. Trial begins over back tattoo photoshopped onto risque Cardi B album cover. Cardi B is fighting allegations that she misappropriated the plaintiff's likeness and artwork featured on the cover of her debut album. And that is credit to news.artnet.com. Shout out to Victoria Benzine. Here, a copyright infringement lawsuit filed 5 years ago by a self-proclaimed family man against Cardi B over a provocative album cover went before a jury in Orange County courtroom this week. Kevin Brophy Jr. of Los Angeles brought the suit after noticing his distinctive back tattoo inked by renowned artist Tim Hendricks, featured on a model on the cover of the rapper and songwriter's debut mixtape Gangsta Bitch Music Volume 1, 2016. He is seeking $5 million in damages, claiming Cardi B misused his likeness in a misleading, offensive, and humiliating and provocatively sexual way. On the cover, a tattooed male model buries his face between Cardi B's legs while she sips a Corona and stares back at the viewer. Cardi B is fighting allegations in that only a small portion of the tattoo was used without her knowledge. In December 2020, she argued that the image is transformative, fair use, The Hollywood Reporter wrote. "This wasn't hers to take," said Brophy's lawyer, Barry Capello, referring to Cardi B's creative choice during his opening statement. According to Courthouse News, "It's the personal property, the personal identity of a private citizen." Brophy, who appeared in court with his usual shaved head, replete with visible tattoos, took to the stand first. "I would never sign off on an image like this. Being a father of two," he said. "No one ever asked for my consent. This was just an image that came into my life." He also said his wife and children have both. He also said his wife and children have both grilled him about the image. "This was my Michelangelo," Brophy continued, citing the time money, and effort put into the tattoo of an entangled tiger and snake. He sat for numerous one-hour sessions with Hendrix over the course of a year and a half. It just felt devalued. It felt like my Michelangelo was stolen off the wall. Aww. While looking into that, I stumbled upon yet another article where the rap artist is in yet another lawsuit. Shout out to thedaily.com. Cardi B accused of plagiarism for Up lyrics. And I know you guys have heard of this, but it is still ongoing. You may or may not have heard that on Thursday night, Cardi B released audio and music video for Up, but just hours after she debuted her latest single at that time, she was already facing accusations of plagiarism. Since debuting, Up is the top trending video on YouTube and has been viewed more than 3.7 million times. But according to Miss Mia Pesos and Mira Fontaine, who released a music video for a song titled Stuck, on September 15, 2020, Cardi B used the hook of their song on Twitter. Mira Pesos posted a clip that edited the chorus of Up and Stuck with each other before both songs played side by side. "We want my money," Mira Pesos tweeted. Both songs feature the lyric, "If it's up, then it's stuck." And when the two songs play side by side, there are some similarities. It's also not the first time that Cardi B has been accused of plagiarizing lyrics. Back in June, rapper Deja West claimed that Cardi B stole lyrics of hers in two different guest appearances. I wonder if I should have taken that podcast down when I said that she stole Nicki's face. In other news, Daily, wondering if the Forbes knew about this. Well, it probably didn't matter. In any event, Atlanta, Georgia rapper Lil Baby will replace Houston, Texas Body and Savage rapper Megan Thee Stallion as a headliner during day one of the inaugural two-day LA3C Festival, scheduled to take place December 10th through 11th at a Los Angeles State Historic Park. Megan Thee Stallion can no longer perform due to unforeseen circumstances that have not been disclosed, according to festival producers who announced the switch on its LA3C official Instagram page on November 30th. They are excited that Lil Baby was able to step in, and also stated that Megan Thee Stallion sends her sincerest apologies to all her fans. And I want to give us sincere apologies, Meg, if there was any offense taken to the I guess the rerun of the relationship that we saw play out. Moving forward, in other Lil Baby news, while I was online looking to see if I could find just that, I did see some sketchy Bismo possibly over there up the alley. I'm not sure if Jada Weta and Lil Baby are back into a relationship. Sounds like they're in and out and out again. But looks like as of this past Saturday at about 6 p.m., they are in, says Onlooker. Miss Jada Weta, who very recently went through a public breakup with Baby Daddy, Lil Baby, was seen at Nobu with said man. Some fans speculate that they're just friends and co-parenting. Others think that they're dating again. It's safe to say the slow duo is back. And that is not a quote from CDW, Celebrity Digest Weekly, or Creator Arena, which we are one and the same. That was a quote from someone on Lipstick Alley. Another person says, "Alexa, play Ciara feature 50 Cent. Can't leave him alone. This sad part is it's not just fun for her. She really loves this man." The Standard says, "He really do look slow, though." Vidal Six says, "Didn't her rep take a hit after being on a reality show? I think being with Lil Baby is the only thing that redeems her image because all the birds live for him." And I want to thank you for allowing me to be a little birdie in your ear. Don't forget to join us next week for an all-new edition of Celebrity Digest Weekly. Bye-bye.